Hello. It's a bit of an impromptu start to the AFC Dons cast this week, because just as we pressed the upload button to the programme today, the club released an announcement about the interim management team that's going to take over at Pittodrie following the departure of Jim Goodwin. The statement says, "The club has acted swiftly to put in place an interim coaching team to oversee first team matters until a new manager is appointed. Led by development phase manager Barry Robson, the coaching team will comprise Steve Agnew, a highly experienced coach who worked with Barry at Middlesbrough FC, and development phase coach Scott Anderson. The interim team will take their first training session with the playing squad tomorrow as they prepare for the visit of St Mirren to Pittodrie in the Premiership on Wednesday evening. An update on the search for a new manager will be communicated in due course, but in the meantime, everyone at the club will get behind Barry and his coaching team, who are fully focused in getting the team back on track to achieving our goal of European football next season." That's the statement. I'll be back on Friday. But now, enjoy the AFC Donscast. If you can, that is. It's coming up right now. Well, the inevitable happened on Saturday as Jim Goodwin was shown the door following our 6-0 thrashing by Hibs. Barely was the game over, Jim was a lowly figure crossing the pitch to leave Easter Road as the club announced his departure. Coming up, we hear from club chairman Dave Cormack as we pick over the aftermath of an embarrassing display against Hibs. And in amongst it all, there's some transfer news, a roundup of the rest of the matches in the SPFL from the weekend, and some supporters news. It's all coming up on the AFC Donscast from the Inverness Reds. Graham here with the AFC Donscast on Sunday the 29th of January. Well, it's happened. We're on the search for another manager. So here's my thoughts. Whatever led to our collapse following the World Cup break can't be all laid at the door of Jim Goodwin. The players have let him and the Red Army down badly too. There is more than enough experience and skill in the team that could have seen us through this difficult period without the capitulation we've seen over the past few weeks. It's clear the players were not behind the manager, despite the statement earlier in the week saying they were, but it equally shows their professionalism was found wanting to put on the display like they did at Hearts, Darvel and yesterday against Hibs. That's not to say Jim should not shoulder some of the blame. We failed to sort out our defence, our tactics were random, and Jim couldn't read when and how to change games and didn't show enough character on the sidelines to even show he cared. But bigger questions remain. Whilst Jim and Lee Sharp have departed, it's clear that a root and branch review of the executive and football management team is needed. The first part of that is to admit that there is a problem. Dave Cormack may have now realised that, but for all the 4 tiers, we need to see real and determined action to sort the problems out. And to sort it out, it's not going to be cheap. Dave likely knows this, and that's possibly where the tears have come from, alongside the amount of money he has already spent on players and staff. But the chairman also must admit his part of the problem. The appointment of Stephen Glass and Jim Goodwin have been a disaster. Will this be third time lucky? We can only hope so. The statement midweek from Dave Cormack was random, all in the veiled hope that it would sort itself out miraculously on Saturday. That wasn't fair on Jim or on the supporters. We should have been put out of his and our misery after the Darvel match. Meantime, we need to steady the ship. Should we take time out on the new manager search, get that appointment right? Possibly. Put Barry Robson in the hot seat till the end of the season, bolster the defence, and have our fingers crossed we're not pulled into a relegation fight. It's a bonny mess, and the chairman needs to show what he's made of to sort it out. I'll let you decide on the interview with the chairman. Here's Dave Cormack, post-match with Ma.
Dave, obviously had to make a difficult decision after the game this evening.
Yes, Mal. I just did interviews with the television and the press because I wanted to address the fans right after the game. I met with Jim after the game, he came in, gave me a hug and said, "I'm sorry, it just hadn't been good enough," which is the case, and with Lee as well. You know, 1,700 fans here today, absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. They've been brilliant all season, you know, and we've let them down. And, you know, I mean, I'm 64 now. I've been a fan. I was here at Easter Road in 1980 with 5,000 Don fans when we won the league, you know, and so I've been one of them. And, you know, for me, it's not often I'm kind of lost for words, but it just hasn't been good enough. Since we came back from the World Cup, the results just haven't been good enough. Our away performance is just abysmal. And wanted to give Jim every opportunity to address that. And obviously we got another humiliating and embarrassing performance today. So for me as chairman, I want to thank the fans for their support. It's been unbelievable. And I want to apologise to them. I'm the chairman of the club, and I've seen through a number of changes at the club. It doesn't matter that off the field we're doing very well, the academies are doing well. At the end of the day, it's about results on the field. It's not a lack of investment. And for me, the message to the fans is that I take total responsibility. I love the club. I love the city. And I'm determined with the rest of the board to get this right. It's one thing having a vision and a strategy. It's another thing to get the right people to execute on it. And I've got it wrong. And we will take stock tomorrow where we go from there, because immediately we've got a game against St Mirren, you know, on Wednesday. But our fans have been magnificent. Absolutely magnificent, and I deserve all the pelters that I'm getting as chairman. And again, I can only but apologise for the last few weeks and thank them.
But did you understand the anger of the fans at the moment?
Oh yeah, yeah. Listen, if I was out there as well, I'd be exactly the same. Again, it's not a lack of investment or endeavour. Jim has put his life and soul into this in the period that he has been here. And you know, Aberdeen is a very, very attractive club to be at. The expectations, rightly so, are extremely high. And we just need to take stock and immediately and get a team in place for for the St Mirren and the Motherwell games that are coming up.
But you touched on it, but just the time scale wise, I mean, are you going to meet tomorrow and then, you know, put a plan?
Yeah, we're going to
communicate that with the fans as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So the reason I wanted to do this was for the fans to hear from me that I take responsibility, and I'm determined to make sure we get this right. And but I believe, and we believe as a club internally, we've got some really good people in the club across the board in all aspects. Things we're doing on fan engagement commercially, I know it means nothing tonight sitting here 6-0, humiliating, embarrassing.
Just finally, I mean, it's never nice people losing their jobs. Just, you know, there's a human cost as a factor as well, isn't it? And obviously our thoughts with Jim and Lee and their families.
Yeah, and listen, Jim has been brilliant. He's to deal with, honest, transparent, extremely hard working. You know, at the end of the day, our challenge right now is we can't defend. We just can't defend. I mean, some of the goals that we lost there early today, when the game was even, you know, you just can't be performing like that. So we have to address this really quickly.
Catch live audio and video of our next match only on Red TV. Subscribe now for full match day coverage, replays, highlights and all the goals, exclusive interviews and behind the scenes content. Sign up now at redtv.afc.co.uk. The best of the action only on Red TV.
So as we know, Hibs thrashed Aberdeen 6-0 at Easter Road to move above the Dons in the Premiership table, Aberdeen dropping to 7th place. Josh Campbell scored a hat-trick for Hibs. Rangers beat St Johnstone 2-0 at Ibrox. St Mirren are 6th after their 1-0 victory over Motherwell in Paisley. And Ross County moved off the foot of the table at the expense of Kilmarnock after beating the Ayrshire side 3-0 in Dingwall. Dundee defeated Championship leaders Queen's Park 3-0 at the Kilmac Stadium to move to within 2 points of the Spiders with a game in hand. Bottom club Hamilton Accies caused an upset by beating Partick Thistle 1-0 at Firhill, and 9th place Arbroath won 2-1 against Morton at Capilou. Raith Rovers and Inverness Cali Thistle shared the spoils in a 2-2 draw at Starks Park. Leaders Dunfermline Athletic were held to a 1-0 draw by Clyde at New Douglas Park in League One, allowing Falkirk to close the gap to 5 points thanks to a 2-1 victory over FC Edinburgh at Meadowbank. Airdrieonians thumped Alloa Athletic 4-0 at the Excelsior Stadium to move above the Wasps. Queen of the South beat Peterhead 3-1 at Balmore as the Blue Toon dropped back to the foot of the table. Montrose and Kelty Hearts drew 3-3 at Lynx Park. Dumbarton beat bottom club Bonnyrigg Rose 1-0 in League 2 to stay 4 points clear of Stirling Albion, who defeated Stranraer 1-0 at Forth Bank. And an Athletic are up to third following a 3-0 win over East Fife at Gala Bank. Stenhouse Muir beat Elgin City 2-0 at Oakleview, and Forfar Athletic defeated Albion Rovers 1-0 in Coatbridge. On Sunday in the Premiership, Hearts and Livingston drew a blank at the Tony Macaroni with a no-score draw, and 2 second-half goals earned Celtic the win against Dundee United at Tannadice in the late kick-off on Sunday.
Scotland's NHS is under more pressure now than at any point during the pandemic. Many people are experiencing symptoms of flu, the common cold, COVID and other winter viruses. The best and quickest way to get the advice you need and protect others is to go online to NHS Inform for advice and steps to take until you feel better. To get the information you need, please visit nhsinform.scot/winterillness. Thank you.
EFC Women were in action this afternoon against Glasgow Women, and Hannah Stewart scored the winner in the second half to secure all 3 points on the road. The Cotoni Cap EFC Youth Academy's popular Elite 5 vs 5 indoor tournament returned for the 5th year to Aberdeen Sports Village at the weekend. In partnership with event sponsor Cotoni Engineering, the highly competitive event saw teams from under-12s compete to win the Cotoni Cap. Red TV found out more about the competition.
Even the Cotoni Cup this weekend, we're just here watching the boys train. How much are you and the guys looking forward to it?
Can't wait. It's been two, almost 3 weeks of preparation, training at the Bankstead Centre here, and the boys have been great in terms of their work ethic and practice. We've really got to grips with the indoor game. We don't do it as much in Scotland. I think it's something we need to do more of, but really looking forward to the Cotoni Cup, and I just can't wait for it. Ready to get going on Saturday.
For those who don't know, what is the Cotoni Cup?
Cotoni Cup, it's been running now since 2015. It's an indoor football tournament that's got eight teams from across Scotland, so the likes of Ross County, Dundee, Hearts, Hamilton, Celtic, Rangers, and a lot of teams across Scotland that are going to come up and play five-side football, almost like futsal, but it's not. So there's a few rules that are a bit different. It just gives a chance for lots of touches, what chance the kids for it express themselves, and hopefully see some of the stars of the future that can really go and put a show and really inspire more kids to play the game as such. Yeah.
And how much are you looking forward to the Cotoni Cup this weekend?
I'm looking very excited. Even if I don't get picked, obviously I'll still be watching, supporting the team. But it'll be a great experience for getting, obviously.
And you're saying even if you don't get picked, how important is it to keep that team spirit and go along and support the boys?
Very important, because like they need like a bit of a pump up if they're getting beat, and like there's a couple of air horns we're getting, a couple of banners, so yeah.
And what about this style of futsal, do you enjoy it indoors?
It's quite intense, it's quite like fast, way different than 7-a-side, 9-a-side, 11.
And does it help with your football as well?
Left foot, right foot, helps out everything.
And you just scored a great goal there. Are you going to score another one?
Hopefully, yeah.
And you played in the Cotoni Cup last year. Yeah. How much did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was brilliant. A great atmosphere with the music and stuff. It was, brilliant experience.
And it's something different, isn't it, with the music? Is it something you guys enjoy?
Yeah, the music definitely helps. I think I quite like the five-a-side. You're moving and you're passing it quite a lot. So it's definitely different to 11 and 7-a-side. But yeah, it's brilliant.
And what about the standard of opposition? Is it good teams you come up against?
Very good teams. You know, they take the best seven players. So you have to expect every team will be brilliant. Do you know what I mean? So it's brilliant,
And Cotone Cup, how much are you looking forward to it?
Very much. I'm really excited.
Yeah. What are you excited about?
Just to, like, get in the atmosphere and, like, play with my friends.
Yeah. And even if you don't get picked, or you said you're still going to go along and support the boys? Why would you do that? How important is
it
to do?
Because it's my team. It's like a family to me. So I would love to go and watch it.
And some of the boys here, unfortunately, won't get picked to play in the tournament. We've spoken to some of them, but they've all said that even if they're not picked, they'll come along and support the boys and back them. How great is that to hear as one of their coaches?
It's one of them. It's a culture we try and create at Aberdeen. Unfortunately, with the tournaments, we can only pick certain numbers depending on the tournament we go to. It's something we really feel Aberdeen in terms of. It's not just about the actual tournament itself, not just about the winning. It's something we're trying to instill in these players, but for me as well, it's more about the person. How are we developing the person? Unfortunately, I have a few disappointed people that won't be making the tournament. There's only seven that can be selected out of a squad of 15. But all of them, we hope, will be there on the Saturday to support their teammates. And as I said, it's a team game, so they've contributed to everything in the last 2 weeks. So if we do go on and put on a really good performance, everyone's contributed, coach and staff, and also all the players that have taken part in that, the 15 players that have been in the sessions.
And this is the fifth year of the Cotone Cup. How great is it to have the backing of Cotone?
I know a few of the guys at Cotone, and excellent. Like, we can't bring a tournament like this to Aberdeen without their backing, whether it be their funding, whether it be their support, and making sure that we're putting on an event that will be not just for Aberdeen Sports College or just for the football club, but it's for the city. It's another brilliant tournament that we're going to put on for the city. Hopefully there'll be a number of families. There's going to be kids, parents, grannies, uncles, aunties, whoever it might be, to come along and watch the actual tournament. So huge credit to Cotone for supporting us, and also a long valued support that they've given us. It's not just been over a couple of years, it's been quite a few. Delighted to have them back in again, and we can't thank them anymore. We just keep thanking them. They're really, really appreciated what the support they give us.
And the Young Dons came top of their group with 9 points to face Dundee in the semi-finals, winning 4-1. Unfortunately, despite a fantastic effort, they lost out to Rangers in the final. A seesaw battle saw the Aberdeen under-18s race into an early lead on Friday, but they ended up losing their Youth Cap quarter-final against a strong Hamilton team 5-2. The cause not helped by going down to 10 men with 20 minutes to go, Dylan Lobbin picking up a second yellow on the score sheet with Findlay Marshall and Adam Emsley. And it looks like Watford defender Matty Pollock has agreed to join the Dons on loan. Pollock was at Middlesbrough and Leeds as a kid before Watford signed him from Bolton in 2021, and has since only made a couple of appearances for Watford, but did have a season-long loan spell at Cheltenham Town back in 2021-22. And another new signing could also arrive shortly. ESPN are reporting that Ajax goalkeeper Jay Corter is close to agreeing a six-month loan deal with Aberdeen. With first-choice Kelly Roos out for about 3 months, Joe Lewis has had to step in but has conceded 12 goals in his last three games. And finally, the list of replacement managers doing the rounds is not exactly awe-inspiring at the moment. McBookie's market on the Dons vacancy has Barry Robson as the new frontrunner at 2-1, with names such as Neil Lennon, Paul Lambert, Chris Wilder, Scott Brown, Jack Ross, Danny Cowley, Malky Mackay and Tam Courts all making the top favourites list.
A big lad downstairs.
Oh, yeah. Mine smells of fairies.
Does it?
Oh, it's lovely.
Got a lovely back area, which you can't...
Have you been in the back area, James?
Boner feels a bit too straight for you.
I've come in my jeans.
Oh, yeah, me too. I've come in my jeans.
Like when you go round to the bottom side.
So I'm going to come in your eye line.
Pardon?
Click to the top rim of the glass because that's what makes the best noise. And commit to it.
So if you want the best noise, you've got to hit the top rim.
Commit to the rim.
Commit to the rim, hashtag.
She's coming in back at the studio now to smell hers, see what it's like. We've all gone.
I am hard.
My friend snogged Dick once.
What a shame wasn't Dom.
Boopy cock is fine.
Yeah. Well, how about Lou? Say this is fine. Yeah,
Ms. Anus.
Yeah.
Oh, no, sorry. Sorry.
Do you want to should we try and, you know, do more men? It's up to you. What? Come on.
I play with my lips. It's only ever just, you know.
No, she didn't.
I'm pleased I just got head.
I got that on a t-shirt.
Shall I do you?
Yeah, well, there you are.
I'm going to come bottom again.
I'm having a go at his sex.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Nothing in particular, just saying
I'm... Just funny stuff.
I'm up, yeah. And, oh, no, sorry, that's...
Big soppy pants over here.
Yeah.
Hey, actually, don't call me that.
I'd like your sausage battered.
I like it battered. Mm-hmm. Do you like yours battered?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We need nice long straps. Oh, it's so slick. You played the horn really well there. Yeah. Pop it in my cheek.
Pardon?
It's springy, bouncy, wobbly fun. Just push your fingers in a little bit more. You suck it up, essentially, and you don't kill it or anything. You kind of suck it up and hold it in that area, and then you release it into its natural habitat.
So you pour that in your meat,
yeah,
and you rub it.
Radio X. The Chris Moyle Show.
You can find a gap everywhere, really, can't you?
You can.
The games keep on coming and we're back in action on Wednesday night against St Mirren at Pittodrie. Kickoff is at 7:45 p.m. Tickets for the match are still on sale. If you can't make it to the game, you can watch the match live on Red TV International. Coverage starts at 7:30 p.m. audio only in the UK and Ireland. Or you can wait and watch it as live on BBC Alba at 10 p.m. Elsewhere in the Premiership that night, on Tuesday night first, it's Ross County versus Hibs at 7:45 p.m. Then on Wednesday night, it's Celtic versus Livingston, Hearts versus Rangers, Kilmarnock are at home to Dundee United and St Johnston are away to Motherwell. All 7:45 p.m. kickoffs. And looking ahead to the weekend, we also have a home match against Motherwell. Kickoff is at 3 p.m. on Saturday at Pittodrie. You can still get tickets for this match. Head on over to afc.co.uk/etickets or phone the ticket office on 01224 63 1903 to purchase. I'll be back on Friday following our midweek outing against St Mirren and with any update on the manager situation. Until then though, you can keep up to date with all the latest on the Inverness Reds social media and website. Have a good week as best as you can. Till Friday, stand free.
Your latest Dons news. This is the AFC Dons Cast.